Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. You give me your
love, so welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. John Huber. Psychologist, clinical psychologist, and professor of such at Texas State University, practices at least two, count them two, hospitals, and he is been a great member of our Brain Trust now for a while. John, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
MainstreamMentalHealth.org, and it's got all of our social media right there.
All right. When's your book coming out?
Well, I have a chapter that should be coming out this spring in the group project, and I've got another one I'm working on right now with actually a partner from the Netherlands. We're putting together a book on that basically tells you what happens when you go see a therapist, because nobody knows.
All right.
So you go.
Yeah. So that's a good one. We'll,
hopefully by May that'll be done.
Let us know when that's ready. We'll help you launch it on the show.
Definitely awesome. Thank
so
you.
We're talking about dark bosses and incompetent bosses, and I've worked for both, and I have to say that they come in both genders, don't they?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's no lock on a gender for either one of them. And again, I think, you know, you were hitting on it when you're talking about character. It's part of some people's personality, and that's just all there is to it.
What astonishes me, though, and this has been something that people will be nodding their heads across the audience a lot when I say it. It astonishes me that a corporate America situation could have a person like, especially the dark person. There's a lot of incompetence you can be incompetent and hide in a major corporate structure. What I don't understand is the dark person, the character disordered person becoming a manager and wreaking all the havoc that they wreak and having all the exit interviews where people say, I hope he dies soon or, you know, things like that.
Right.
And yet they still keep their job. That is an astonishing phenomenon to me. What do you think?
Well, I'm not really surprised at that. And the reason why is if you meet psychopaths, and I do forensic work, so I go into prisons and work with murderers and serial killers and stuff. And one-on-one, you sit down with them, and they have an amazing ability to be able to pick up on what the other person is feeling and use it to their advantage.
Yeah.
And they make you feel like you are God's gift to the world.
But why would you allow, if you're the CEO of a company and one of your VPs is literally casting off good people left and right because they leave the company because they can't stand to be around the person, how can you let that one person cause you that kind of talent?
Well, see, the problem is when you sit down with that one person and you talk to them, because you're a good boss and you're gonna try and see what the problem is.
You're gonna redeem them,
improve that. Exactly. But they sit down and they have that ability to make you feel like they are a gift to this company, and at the same time, those people are leaving because they have inherent flaws. And you want to believe them. I mean, they got to be, you know, an underling for you and your CEO, so they're pretty high up. And it takes, and a lot of times, almost an act of God for that CEO to see that. I mean, I've met with judges who've met with some of these psychopaths, and they're saying, but he's such a nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Right.
He puts knives in people's backs when you're not looking.
Like,
he gets you comfortable.
The Ted Bundy types. So
that's exactly right.
So what do we do if you get an incompetent boss? Just work harder. they don't mean you any harm, and try to make them look good. That's easy. What do you do if you're stuck? If you're stuck and you've got health care and you got a sick child and you cannot leave.
Right.
You're almost vested in retirement, or you want 3 more years to retirement or whatever. You wind up with this malefactor bad guy. What do you do about that?
Well, there's several things you can do about it, and it all depends upon your coping style and your resilience. And some of the simpler things you can do is try to, you know, build camaraderie between people who are right there with you, who are also having that same boss. But instead of focusing when you meet with them on how evil this guy is, try to find the good things within your job. Don't mm-hmm. talk about him in most cases mm-hmm. or her. What you do are you're focusing on, you know, the benefits to you of working on this project, and you know what that's mm-hmm. going to mean for you in the future when you don't have that boss around. And it's amazing by taking care of yourself, staying exercised, rested, how you can actually affect that whole group's attitude
also,
and change the whole environment that you're working in.
Also, if this person truly is a dark boss, if it truly is someone with character disorders, do not waste any of your time thinking they're going to change. Get over that, right?
Oh, that is the truth right there. Yeah. You're wasting time. Yeah. You know, if you spend 10% of your time focusing on that, you're
wasting 10%.
Don't do it.
Hey, John, come back soon. Good job today. John Huber, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.